Create more jobs is a mantra in Ketchikan, but the problem with more jobs at the shipyard is workers there need special skills. Yard Superintendent Troy Tacker has worked at the Ketchikan shipyard for 12 years and says it's only recently that the operation reached the point where it could build a ferry or two.
12 years ago, if you'd asked me if we could do this when it was still Alaska Shipping Dry Dock, I'd have said no, because we didn't have the labor. We didn't have skilled labor.
Tacker says that changed after shipyard officials started going into the local schools, talking to students about potential career opportunities in the marine industry.
If we're going to operate a shipyard and we're going to build Alaska ships by Alaskans, we got to go find them. We got to make them excited. We got to make them want to come here.
Tacker says they also talked with officials at the local University of Alaska Southeast campus, Ketchikan Indian Community, and others to help train young recruits. Now, UAS offers various courses specific to the marine industry, and Vigor foots the bill for employees who take advantage of those classes. The shipyard has its own training center on site to teach welding to beginners and to help more experienced welders reach the next certification level. Tacker says those training programs are a cost that can only benefit the shipyard in the long run. He cites one young employee who is the new night supervisor for the steel section of the ferry project.
And I hired Ben as a laborer, I think it was 7 years ago, straight out of K-High. He didn't know nothing, about shipyard work. And now he's going to be the steel superintendent for a $100 million project.
Tacker says it's not only Ketchikan High School graduates who can get jobs at the shipyard. They hire young employees from Metlakatla, Prince of Wales Island, Wrangell, Petersburg, and elsewhere in Southeast. Tacker says it makes sense to train a local workforce because otherwise the shipyard would have to hire from down south.
And why not teach our kids to make, these kids can make $60,000 a year. You know, that's pretty good. It's a good reason to stay home. I want every kid that wants to stay there or stay in this community, in these islands, to work with us, period. And they don't have to know nothing. We will teach them everything they need to know.
Doug Ward is director of shipyard development. He says the effort to recruit and train locally shows in the demographics of Ketchikan Shipyard. He says the local operation is on average 8 to 10 years younger than the nationwide average for shipyards.
When Troy says we've got a great workforce, that's why, because we've got youth. They've been empowered to do great, big jobs, and they're doing a great job of doing them.
In addition to building two new state ferries, Ketchikan Shipyard has ongoing projects involving the state ferries Kennecott and Leconte, and it just finished some repair work on the state ferry Taku. The shipyard also is working on several private contracts. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.